You've been in Germany for over 2 weeks now. How did you like it so far?
I really like it. It's everything here is very cute and nice. It's all, a lot of it is very similar to where I'm from, like the scenery and how green it is. But it's all of the architecture is very different, and it's just very interesting, and I'm enjoying it so far.
When you arrived here in Germany, what were your first impressions and thoughts?
How old everything was. So, like I mentioned, the architecture beforehand is what I like about Germany. That's really one of the biggest things that I've noticed in general, and that how old all the buildings are. And in where I'm from in Oregon, almost everything is built after the 70s. And so anything before then is only probably 100 years old. Probably not even in Oregon, though, that you have to go to the East Coast for that. So knowing that all the buildings, or the biggest buildings here, are at least 100 years old is very interesting.
Well, this wasn't only your first Christmas in Europe, but also the first away from home. Did you notice any major differences?
In general, the family. I guess the family here was smaller, and I'm very used to a big family, and there's always kids for Christmas time. So that was a big difference, as well as when it was celebrated. We usually celebrate Christmas and like have all the festivities in the morning time or morning afternoon. And here everything was in the nighttime as well. And also they celebrate it a day before we do in the States, which was quite interesting.
What did you like about Christmas here? Was there something you didn't like or felt that it was missing?
One of the interesting things here is the candles on the trees. We don't have those. We have Christmas lights, which is very, I've never thought about it before, but it must like be a representation of the candles. And so that was very interesting and cool. But I guess the thing that I felt was missing was obviously my family, because it's a very family-oriented holiday.
Before Christmas break, you visited the PH in Freiburg and saw some of the classes. Can you describe your university to us?
Well, my university, Willamette University in Salem, Oregon, is very small. It's only consists of about 1,800 students, undergraduate, and it's much more compact than this university was. It was it all consists, all the buildings are within one block, and they are red stone buildings, and it's a very beautiful campus. There's a stream running through it, but among other beautiful things. But the classrooms in general were very similar to the ones here. Very small classes for everything, though.
Now that you've been to Paris, London, and a couple of places in Germany, what do you think about Europe compared to where you're from?
Well, as I said before, how old everything is. Everything here has a lot of history. And like that's very similar to where I'm from. Like there's history embedded in everything, obviously. But the history here goes back much further. And where I'm from in Oregon, there's not as much history and like written down history because of how it wasn't that long ago when people started moving there to build houses and things like that. But here and all of the large cities that I've been to, it just seems like people have always been here, and it's very interesting.
Can you think of any stereotypes, like European stereotypes, that you've seen coming true?
I mean, they always say that stereotypes are based off of some reality. But in general, I guess some stereotypes that I've held, I've been kind of surprised to see how little they've held up, while like they've been supported, but not completely. In general, it's very true that Germans are very white, at least from what I've seen.
Very blonde.
Pretty blonde in general, but fashion as well. Where I'm from in Oregon, fashion is more of like just jeans and sweatshirts. And when we traveled to Paris and London and even parts in Germany, it seems like people care about their appearances, at least enough to have very nice clothing that they go out in.
Do you think that after your stay here for almost 3 weeks, you would come here again, would like to visit again?
Oh, definitely. I don't know when I'll have time to again, but hopefully I'll be able to come back and hopefully see more things.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.